Hi, I'm Katie.
And I'm Chris, and this is the EdShift podcast.
Hi, everyone. Katie here. Welcome to this edition of the EdShift podcast. Of course, our show where we love connecting you with education leaders and innovators from all across the globe. Today, we have a special episode of EdShift for you, and I actually have a guest co-host here with me who I'm really excited to introduce you to. We have an episode that is going to have special interest to those of you working in the private school system, but really to anyone tuning in. So here with me to host this episode, I have Giancarlo Brado. Hi, Giancarlo.
Hey, Katie. Good to see you. How are you?
You too. So Giancarlo is the executive director and co-founder of Catalyst, which is an organization that really connects and convenes international education leaders. And he recently had a conversation with a special guest as part of an episode of the Private School Helpline. So tell us a little bit about the conversation and what we're going to listen to today, Giancarlo.
Yeah, it was a great conversation. As you know, many schools, especially private schools, went through an interesting last couple of years. And I had the pleasure of connecting with Tammy McClivoy. She's the head of schools for Logos Preparatory Academy that's based in Texas, U.S. She's also the secretary of the National Association of University Model School Boards of Directors.
So interesting. Such a great conversation. So tell us a little more about what is so important and unique about private schools like Logos Preparatory right now.
Well, you know, obviously, you know, things have shifted over the past couple of years, but what it's done is also highlighted different priorities. And so I wanted to get a pulse check on with Tammy on, you know, what was happening in her specific school, but also, you know, sharing insights about what others might be able to learn and what they're, you know, what they're focusing on and considering for this school year. And it's just a wonderful conversation to kind of lead up to what we're going to share with all of you today, which is just an example of her experiences and her thoughts about what it's like for her as a private school leader and some insights that she might share with all of you.
Awesome. Well, with no further ado, let's jump right into the conversation with Tammy.
And today I am delighted to have with me Tammy from Logos Preparatory Academy. We are so excited. Tammy, welcome to the podcast. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm doing well. It's fantastic to be here with you guys.
You know, we are super delighted. I'm going to give you some context about Tammy. You know, started as a classroom instructor at a public high school and then became interested in education alternatives and taught briefly at a traditional private school before finding out about the university model schooling, where since 2000, this is where she has spent her time as a classroom instructor, a co-teacher, a founder of a school, served on a local school board, and served at various administrative roles, and now is head of schools for Logos Preparatory Academy, which is founded in Texas. So, you know, first off, I'd love for you to share a bit about Logos Preparatory Academy and maybe some context for people who have never heard about, you know, this concept of university model. So Tammy, fill us in.
All right, great. Thank you. Well, I love to talk about the university model. Logos itself is in Sugar Land, Texas. We are in our 16th year, and we are modeled after a school that originally, the very first university model school started in Arlington, Texas, and it is Grace Preparatory Academy. And they did not start thinking they were going to have a national movement, but they just wanted something. They just weren't quite satisfied with the options that they had. And so they created a school that took the best aspects of traditional schooling and the best aspects of homeschooling and brought them together into a brand new model. And now there are over 83 university model schools across the nation. It is a system of accredited schools and has, you know, just been having phenomenal results. I want to say that the university model school movement is probably between 25 and 30 years old. And so Logos started when some people moved here from Arlington, my family included, and just wanted that option here in Sugar Land, Texas. And so we were excited to see that come to fruition.
Oh, that's super exciting. And, you know, to give people a context of what does a typical week look like for students at Logos, you know, how is it different than what most people would come to expect from independent or private school?
Sure, that's a great question. Every one of our students has two different styles of classroom. So they all have a central classroom, and that is what you would normally think of when you think of a classroom. It's just much your traditional classroom with a teacher teaching material. And they also have a satellite classroom. And that is often in their home. You know, some parents get very creative with where that happens, but that's where they're going to take the application that, you know, of what's been taught, and they're going to work with their materials and really cement what's been taught in school. So when they're younger, they're in their central classroom on Tuesday and Thursday with a professional educator who presents every concept. And then they're in their satellite classroom Monday, Wednesday, Friday, working through materials that have been assigned by that teacher. And at that level, we consider the parent to be what we call a co-teacher, even though they're not presenting concepts for the first time. We know that every child needs to be retaught, worked with, you know, that there's a very big time commitment. As they get older, they're in the central classroom more, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, in that satellite classroom with the co-teacher, but now more considered a tutor and encourager, Tuesday, Thursday. Our juniors and seniors, though, are here just like in a university schedule. They're very independent learners. They may have Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday classes. I know that my own daughters were done by noon. They were here 5 days a week, done by noon their senior year. So it really very much prepares them for that university schedule. And they leave here seamlessly to go to university and know how to be in class, not 5 days a week, but either Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday, and be successful with that time.
That's brilliant. I know for a lot of people listening, you know, this is a very unique model, but I'm going to highlight some things that I think are critical for that success. One is the importance of family connection that you must have in your school. And in fact, if you look at those of you that want to check out the website, we'll have a link. The vision and mission of the school is very much centered around that parental engagement and family connection to the school. But also, you know, I think you're always pushing yourselves. And in fact, winners of this year's National Blue Ribbon Schools, I should have to mention that. And so there's things that you're doing right in this school. And one thing that particularly interests me is you have a focus on, you know, of course, is preparing students and having the right skills to thrive in this type of environment. You're focused on social emotional learning skills. Now, for many that know that, you know, we've been convening many system leaders across the last couple of years, this is a topic, especially now with the pandemic, it's come front and center in mind. So I'd love to spend the rest of the time hearing about your perspectives of, you know, why did you decide to choose social emotional learning as a focus at your school?
Sure. You know, because University Model School is so connected with home, I will tell you that when I transitioned from teaching in a traditional school to the university model, one of the things that as a teacher I had to get used to was that my students needed me in a different way. They were getting a lot of that support at home that I kind of had gotten used to giving, and they really wanted me to teach my course, right? And so, but in the year since I began, we have seen in every education model that students are becoming more anxious. You know, they're suffering from more just different types of mental, I guess, stresses that they're having to work through. A lot of that maybe is, you know, because of social media, because of different things. And then with the pandemic and the various things that are happening around them in society, you just see kids coming to this point, they're dealing with very adult topics at very young ages, and they have information flying at them at a rate of speed that they're not necessarily prepared to filter it. And so while early in my University Model School career, I didn't find that the kids needed as much of the social and emotional support because they are getting more of that at home. I think that every educator today has to be about the business of supporting their kids in that space. So at Logos, we decided that we wanted to focus on that this year as a topic of study with our teachers. We began that by looking at what we're already doing. You mentioned the Blue Ribbon at the conference. You know, one of the things, the just little nuggets I brought home was know your students by name and know them by need. And I think that that is something that we do well, right? We know them by name and we know them by need. But during the pandemic, I'll give you just a little example of something that we discovered was so critical. You know, that the kids had to come in every day and have their temperature taken, right? So every day, somebody's looking in the eye of every student before they even walk through the door of the school. And even though prior to that, we were always there greeting students, talking with students, we weren't intentionally looking at every student in the eye every day. And we realized how powerful that was. So now that we're not having to take temperatures every day, we're still making sure, like, I look in the eye of every student when they walk through the school door, or one of us is getting to do that. So just little critical things like that we're finding they need right now as they're trying to process all of the things happening around them.
And I love that line, knowing your students by name and by need. And I I think when I talk to administrators that are, you know, looking to make this a focus, because, you know, all the things that you mentioned, it's been noticed, right? And it's not about, you know, waiting for the parents or the families to step up. It's what can we do at the school in conjunction with their families to do this together. One of the topics that comes up, though, is, you know, how do you bring this into the classroom? You know, and so I'm curious if you want to share with other administrators, you know, what does that look like at Logos? Like, what are you doing to support your staff to start integrating these concepts? You know, the wonderful example about looking the students in the eyes. But what are the other supports that you provide for rolling this out within your school?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, I think the first thing that you have to do with your staff is make sure that they are well socially emotionally supported, right? Mm-hmm. So ensuring that your staff is at a healthy place. And so we do spend a lot of time with them on their own wellness. They can't give something they don't have. So that is one place to start with your staff. But in training, the place we chose to begin with them, in addition to just buying resources and, you know, all of that, really was in identifying the things they were already doing very well in this space, the ways, and helping them. There may be something that one teacher's doing just naturally that another teacher can learn from. So we started there just as a means of encouragement. It can seem like a daunting undertaking. You know, I'm already teaching English. How can I also bring this in? So just by beginning by saying, listen, what are you already doing to connect with your students in such a way that you are able to support them? And you really are only able to support your students in this way if you're mindful to their needs and you understand what it is that each individual child in your classroom is going through at that moment. So kind of helping them understand how they're already doing that, and then building from that, talking about, you know, just telling stories. One thing is stories of things that we're hearing from kids or from parents or other teachers, just to, again, awareness is huge in this space, allowing teachers to be aware of what the needs are and the simple ways they can reach in and make a difference.
And I'm going to highlight that, you know, starting where they're ready and where they're at, right? But I like how you mentioned there's even a step before, and I want to make sure everybody caught that, which is, you know, you got to make sure the staff is at a healthy place before you start this journey. It could be two things that need to happen in parallel, making sure we're attending to the needs of our staff at the same time supporting our staff as they're attending to the needs of the learners. So, Tammy, we are super grateful that you were able to join us and share a bit about the great work that's happening at Logos Preparatory Academy. Folks, you know, stay tuned. We're going to have more of these types of insights for you. My name is Giancarlo Brado. It's been a pleasure hosting Tammy here today, head of schools for Logos Preparatory Academy. Look forward to catching you at the next series.
Thank you.
What a great conversation that was, Giancarlo. I really appreciated how Tammy's approach to looking at students as individuals and that idea of knowing them by name and by need that she brought forward. It's so important and something, of course, that we talk about on EdShift a lot around acknowledging students holistically, acknowledging them as full and very diverse individuals. So important throughout education.
That was such an incredible share, and glad that we're able to have her share with all of you today. And thanks for listening, all of you.
Yeah, likewise. And thank you for being a great guest co-host with us today, Giancarlo. Really glad to have you here.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to this edition of the EdShift podcast. Please check the show notes for some additional details on how you can learn more about Tammy and about the school, as well as to connect with both Giancarlo and myself on social. If you're listening on a podcast platform that has reviews, we would love one and reach out on social as well and let us know what you think. We'll see you next time.